This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 11/24/21, day before Thanksgiving, show number 343. Well, the market, the metals, the cryptos, everything has kind of been taking a hit here, Nick.
Yeah, everything's coming down. This has been a very, very tough week for the market, really since the Monday reversal sell-off. Monday, we had the news out that President Biden was going to renominate Jay Powell, and they had a big press conference. Right after that press conference occurred, markets reversed. Technology led the decline, and tech has been under pressure since then. And again, bond yields have moved up on the 10-year U.S. Treasury note. In fact, bond yields have moved up on the 5, the 10, and the 30-year Treasury. So again, tech has been really taking the brunt of the hit going forward here. But it has been a very, very tough week for the markets, all markets.
Yeah. So what's in store here?
Well, we have seasonality trends that are in play right now. That's generally bullish. From Thanksgiving to the new year, we normally look for some upside in the market. But this time around, traders are going to have to be very, very careful and very selective into the end of the year. Perhaps this time around, tapering is tightening after all. So remember, the Fed has announced last month that they would start their $15 billion a month tapering of the $120 billion a month of buying of assets. So they're going to taper by $15 billion a month. That tells us 8 months they'll be down to zero, and then they'll start raising rates if everything goes according to their plan that they've laid out for us. We know that probably will change somewhere along the line. But right now, it looks like the market is starting to say, hey, the Fed is way behind the curve. They have dropped the ball, as they normally will eventually do, and inflationary pressures are just too high. And that's what we're seeing right now. And you know, markets are starting to correct a little bit. But again, you still have seasonality in play. So I think it'll be a tug of war here going forward.
All right. Well, I guess they made the choice between the dollar and the economy and the stock market, huh?
Well, once they started to taper, the dollar is really strengthened. And the dollar now, I mean, even today, the dollar is up again. I think the dollar has a fair amount of upside still left in it. So the dollar has really begun to strengthen. And as you know, when the dollar strengthens, that hurts commodities. And we've seen gold sell off. We've seen silver sell off. And it's been a pretty good dip in gold and silver really since Monday. And the dollar has really strengthened. Now, generally, the dollar, when it goes up, will hurt all commodities. But it really hasn't put that much of a crimp in oil. Copper is still acting pretty well right now. So that just tells us inflation is really running hot.
All right. Well, yeah. And well, on the bright side, initial jobless claims are down. It looks like Build Back Better is really working here, working its magic, its magical properties. Maybe the president's onto something here, Nick.
Yeah, maybe he is onto something. We had the weekly claims reported, just 199,000 new claims. The expectations were for 265,000. So this was much better than expected. And what I read, I didn't know this, but I read it earlier. This was the lowest number since November 1969. So pretty amazing there. But it doesn't really seem to matter. The market doesn't seem to care at this time. All eyes are on the current Fed tapering and potential rate hikes that are coming down the road. So that's where I think everybody's got to focus their attention. This economic data today with the better than expected weekly claims report really didn't do anything for market sentiment.
Hey, well, I think all those new employees are getting hired as loss prevention officers for all these bands of looters that have been hitting shopping centers around the country during the broad daylight. 50, 60 of them just run in, smash and grab and run out. And, well, I guess we need more security guards.
I guess we do. But you know the funny thing, Terry, this has been going on for a while. I've been reading reports for months now that Walgreens has been closing stores all throughout the Bay Area in San Francisco simply for the fact that people are allowed to walk out with $950 worth of goods and not get into any trouble. So you could just basically steal up to little less than $1,000 worth of merchandise, and you know there's no repercussions. And I think what we're seeing going on in the Nordstrom's and even Best Buy yesterday reported earnings, the stock got absolutely hammered. They blame theft for one of the reasons why they couldn't make their numbers.
I don't believe that, though. I got to tell you, I really don't believe it. When I was in college and we studied retailing, we learned that employees outsteal customers 10 to 1. So, yeah, maybe there's some of their stores have gotten raided, but they're insured for all this stuff, too. Let's not forget a lot of this stuff they're insured for.
Yeah, perhaps they are, but I was just fascinated to see that they would actually put that into their earnings report and blame theft on it. Now, in all fairness, I've seen the videos, and most people have, of Walgreens getting robbed in broad daylight. That's been going on for months now in San Francisco. And, you know, we've heard Kroger, CVS, and a bunch of other retailers out there have complained about the same thing. But what's going on in these blue states is just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, well, they embrace failure. Well, anyway, without getting into politics, just the nature of it is they embrace failure and penalize success. And this is the natural outcome of it.
So, yeah, well, this is an upside down world we're living in. And this is, this is what we're dealing with. You know, it's hard not to get political these days because now you even got corporations blaming theft.
Yeah. Yep. Well, hey, that's we'll leave it at that. Make sure you go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. See how he's beaten the averages for decades now and how you can learn to do it too. The Twitter feed's at ITMS, at Nick Santiago 01, at Kerry Lutz. Your emails are welcome. Send them to kl@kerrylutz.com. Nick, hey, we'll skip Friday since it's day after Thanksgiving. Not much happening then anyway. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Kerry. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
And yourself and everybody out there. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Special time of year. Hopefully you've been able to afford the $100 turkey because transitory inflation has driven up the cost of a Thanksgiving meal 20%. But assuming you've got enough money, you got your PPP or your unemployment insurance bonus, hopefully you'll be able to afford it. Enjoy it. Nick, we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good.